In my previous lesson, I spoke on what made Jesus so unique when he came to this earth. And in my previous lesson, that one of the things that made him so unique was that he was expected. The Jews and Gentiles alike expected a great one to come and shoulder the burden of the people. Everybody, Jews, Gentiles, the Romans, were looking for a Savior. The world knew that they needed someone that was bigger than they, someone that would be able to conquer the evil that was in the world. Today, I want to speak about the uniqueness of his death and resurrection. As soon as a child is born, it started the journey to the grave. For all come into the world under the sentence of death. Death is an appointment which every person must keep. It's appointed unto man once to die. But after the birth of a baby, we never think of it as being born to die, but born to live. But with Jesus, who came to give his life as a ransom for sinners, it was different. He is the only one who came into the world for the purpose of dying. Virtually, he died in a past eternity, for he came as the Lamb slain from before the foundations of the world. Thus, Jesus was born crucified. Among his many speeches, none is so positive and more universal than the one his disciples heard. In John chapter 6 and verse 51, Jesus said, "The bread that I give you is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." This is why Jesus had so much to say about his death and resurrection. Paul, in his epistle, gives first place to this cardinal doctrine of the Christian faith. Peter, in his sermon to the crowd, accused the rulers and elders and scribes of the death of Christ, whom you crucified, Peter said in Acts chapter 4 and verse 10. But Jesus himself declared that his life was not taken by others, but given. Think of these words when he said, "I lay down my life for the sheep. I lay down my life that I may take it up again. I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." The death of Jesus was voluntary. "No man can take my life from me," he said. Such wonderful declarations point to the sacrificial work of Jesus as conceived and accomplished in the eternal counsel of God, where he sacrificed himself at Jesus' trial, standing before Pilate. The ruler was perplexed at the silence of the prisoner before him and said, "Speaketh thou not unto me? Know you not that I have power to crucify you and have power to release you?" Jesus, breaking his silence, replied, "You could have no power at all against me, except it was given you from above." Here is proof that his death was voluntary. He gave himself for our sins. His death was substitutionary. Jesus said, "This is my body, broken for you, my blood shed for many for the remission of sins." The Son of Man came to give his life a ransom for many. And to those we could add the references of the apostles who witnessed his death and his resurrection. This is what Jesus himself said that he would do, namely, die in our stead. This is why, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the prophets were able to describe the sufferings of Jesus before he was born. As Peter put it, they were able to testify beforehand of the sufferings of Christ. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.